Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, have we had a great time here in South Florida. Lauderdale by the Sea, Bugfest by the Sea. We just got off the boat, and we caught more lobsters on Dive 2. And we have, cleaned up a little bit because we were smelling a little fishy. And we've head to the square at Lauderdale by the Sea for the big lobster cook-off and prize giveaway and lobster weigh-in. I'll tell you what, Vinny Two Tanks and Tutu Tom, they weighed their lobster that we caught and are in the running for some big prizes. So who knows? They might take something back to the left coast from Bugfest this year. We will see. But you heard the ice jiggle. That can only mean two things. Either Captain Cocktail or Walt DeMartini is standing nearby. Or both in
or
this
both.
Case. Yeah, yeah. How you doing there, Jeff?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Sounds like you guys had a good day, huh?
We had an awesome day.
I caught more lobster than you caught in the last 5 years.
I'll tell you what. In all the times I have dived with South Florida Diving Headquarters, I've never caught that many lobster on your boat.
Is that good or bad?
That is good.
That's good. Okay,
we had a lot of action.
I didn't know.
I mean, we always have a great time. But we really, on the first dive, man, we cleaned up.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, check this out, man. They are all over the place. And we had a five-man dive team, and we were just slaying them.
I hate to be a downer, but what do you think the lobsters think about all this?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What do you think about, hey, there goes Jed. There goes Paulie. Oh, man.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, go to the light. Go to the light.
Go to the pan.
Yes. Exactly. It's a hot tub, really. But, it was just so much fun. We had a lot of action, and you couldn't ask for a better lobster experience than that. SouthFloridaDiving.com. They can go there, book that with Captain Cocktail and the crew.
And your weather was great today, wasn't it?
The weather was phenomenal. Both days for mini season really have been just about perfect.
Yeah.
As far as
couldn't ask
diving.
For better weather.
Yeah.
Good.
No rain.
No rain. Bathtub diving. The water temp was like 83 or something. It was crazy. You know,
and clear.
You could have dove naked and not got cold.
Naked?
Well, shrinkage, you know.
No, there's no shrinkage in this kind of water. No.
No shrinkage in 87.
No risk.
Yes, maybe that's about it. That's probably
pre-shrunk.
About right.
In Greg's case,
hey,
pre-shrunk.
Hey, just stop it. Moving on. All right, the Scuba Cowboy is doing a sound check right now, so if you hear some stuff in the background, he's getting ready to fire up
our boy, man.
His guitar and entertain the crowd, and then we're going to give away a bunch of prizes. Now, you two, Captain Cocktail and Walt DeMartini, have magically weaseled into judging positions for the lobster cook-off.
Walt weaseled. I worked for it for 4 years.
No. I got it because of my reputation in Japan, the Japanese cooking.
That's true.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So
wasn't
he knows.
Aware of the Asian angle here.
Well, hey, all you got to do is YouTube it. Japan cook. What is it?
Japan cooking show.
Really?
Yeah, Captain Walt DeMartini. And he's famous in Japan for his lobster cooking recipe.
That's probably not all, though. But,
no, it looks like a porn, old porn movie with no, but no sex. No sex in the porn movie.
No sex and lobster instead of women or something. So, he has his way with lobster.
Awesome.
And it's a big thing in Japan, evidently. But but I'll tell you what, I've eaten his lobster. And that's not a euphemism, by the way, just so we're clear. He makes really good lobster.
What? Yeah. Let's talk to one of our officers here.
Come on, he can talk. He's going to be Policeman X because he doesn't want to use his real name.
No, we can't.
Right?
We'll have to use.
Right.
He's anonymous.
But he's with
we
Florida Wildlife Commission.
Wildlife officer
and,
out there
and,
keeping the lobsters safe.
Yeah. Just tell us this much. Without using your name, can you just say how the season has been? Has the lobster season been pretty good? Just say yes, no. Has it been good lobster season?
It's been
safe?
It's been a great season, guys.
Yeah, okay. And that's about all he can say. Otherwise, then Rick Scott or the guy with the orange hair is going to come down and rope him.
We have to wonder, does that mean it was a great lobster season or has it been a great season for FWC writing tickets?
Well, no, not writing tickets.
I know.
Being safe. I haven't heard of any big incidents or anything.
No,
have you?
No, I haven't.
I mean, they told us on the boat that this morning everybody, they hadn't had any accidents. They want to keep it that way, so that's good. That's always a good sign.
We got till midnight, but we're not jinxing ourselves.
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to jump the gun, but hopefully everybody's being safe out there and having fun.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
Be safe, have fun.
But I got to tell you, you know, this event, Bugfest by the Sea, check it out, bugfestbythesea.com, has turned into the Florida event for lobster season, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so, too. You know, Steve's been working at this I've been working with Steve for four or five years now.
I think this is 5 or 6
years. We've got a building every year, and the event gets bigger and bigger. And then Saturday night we have the charity event for Dive Heart for veterans and big concerts on the street out here. So it's turned into a great, great week of diving and catching lobster and having a lot of fun.
Right, just celebrating the love of lobster and just diving. You know, that's the thing. Whether or not you catch any lobster, you can have so much fun like our crew has had this week for mini season. It really isn't about catching the lobster. You know, it's about the journey. It's about the adventure. It's about
just
the
being
socializing.
In the game. Just being in the game.
That's right.
That's it.
Just being out there
game.
To get wet makes it a 10 times better than being on landlocked on an office job during the week. Right, Walt?
Right. Can you mention any of the clubs you went to that made it eventful?
The Seminole Hard Rock Cafe, where we all came home winners?
Right.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Of course he is.
Yes, we all know casinos are built on winners.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Usually we make a deposit to the local economy. This time it was a withdrawal.
Oh,
it's about damn time.
Next year they'll get you back. Don't worry.
Well, I'm sure. They're setting us up, no doubt. But once again, it's just there's so much stuff to do down here in this part of Florida. It's really nice because the diving right off the beach is really spectacular. I was shocked yesterday, even though we didn't really clean up when it came to catching lobster off the beach yesterday because we got a late start. The visibility was pretty friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really unique here at Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yeah, when the seas are this calm for this long, I mean, it's like Lake Atlantic here.
Right. It's like going over the Bahamas or something, you know, and you really have clear water right here where you can beach dive right in front of the Plunge Beach Hotel where we're
Bahamas
staying.
Bahamas West. That's what we're Bahamas
okay,
West.
You could call it that. Or they're Florida East.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, it could be something like that, too.
How you want to look at it. Half
empty, but the thing is, you got all this topside stuff, too. All the hotels. You got all the bars. I mean, Lauderdale by the Sea has really went through a renaissance over the last couple of years, and they built this place up. It's
still
brand spanking new. Yeah, and they're building
still
the Plunge
going.
Beach has been just a phenomenal hotel to hang out for our, the crew here.
That party the other night over there was fantastic.
Yeah, the kickoff party, right? So we got to thank Tom and the crew over there at the Plunge Beach Hotel, plungebeachhotel.com. Check it out, and you can schedule a time down here. But it really is diver friendly.
Plunge in.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, plunge in, dive in, whatever dive you want to do. A little bit of both. But a really nice, little vacation spot that a lot of people outside of Florida don't know about. This is more of a locals hangout. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff?
Yeah, it's the old flavor of Florida. You know, we're not the condo canyons, and we're not, can I say it, Trump Towers?
I don't know. Why not?
Or not? I don't know.
There's no Trump Tower here. They have like a two-story limit or something.
No Trump Towers here. Yeah. No Trump
Towers. They got strict regulations where the buildings can't be very tall, but it's a really cool square. You can hang out at one of the hotels here locally in Lauderdale by the Sea and literally park your car and just dive all week right from your hotel room and walk out to the beach and take care of business. It's just so much fun.
Family.
Yeah, and well, and if you have a non-diving
feel to it.
Yeah, if you have a non-diving spouse,
yeah.
It's a very cool place to hang.
There's a lot of shops on the boardwalk here. So.
Yeah. Now, what about the lobster? How did all your crew do? Have you got a report over the last couple days?
And I mean, everybody on the boat's been getting quite a few lobsters. I mean, the people that know how to catch.
That's right. You're welcome.
That's the way it is.
You're talking about me.
Yeah, I was talking about
the lobster slayer. Yeah.
The slayer.
Yeah. The slayer, yeah.
The slayer. Is that
the lobster slayer? Greg the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy.
Yeah, but
how did Bug Boy make out? Did he?
Bug Boy did pretty good. Yes, he did. Barry did well on the beach dive. He didn't go out on the boat with us today.
No, he didn't.
And we did way better without him.
Yeah,
we did.
Wow.
Yeah,
Barry, you're listening.
Is it Barry the Bogart? Barry the Bogart.
Does he push you out of the way?
Yeah, he is like laser focused when he sees a lobster. No, he can find them lobster. He found four yesterday off the beach, and I saw one, but it was too small. You know, he was the only one with a light. He was smart enough to bring a light.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
it was all about the light.
Yeah.
Go to the light. Go to the light.
When you're night diving, it helps to have a light, Craig.
Well, we weren't night diving. He was just looking up under the ledges and having a good old time. All right, look, we got more coming up from Bug Fest by the Sea 2018 next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friends. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and lobster catching. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Bug Fest 2018, and we're in the square at Lauderdale by the Sea, the heart of Bugfest. And I got to say, there's a lot of cool stuff going on right now. They're doing the lobster cook-off competition. The judges have had six different recipes of Florida spiny lobster, and they're judging right now to decide which one is going to win the big prize of best lobster recipe for Bugfest 2018. We got mermaids. We got the scuba cowboy playing. He's right here with me taking a break right now, by the way. How are you, man?
I'm absolutely fantastic. We're at Bugfest 2018. 3 days in it. Everything's going strong. We're all having a ball. Lots of bugs. We're having a great time. And yes, now we get to eat them.
Yeah, well, you do. We caught them, so you could eat them.
Exactly.
That's right. He's not a hunter this time. He's playing, he's gigging, and entertaining all the folks, but he didn't get to do any lobster diving.
I didn't, but I've already made plans to go out in September when I get back. So.
Okay. All right. So he's getting the spots and learning from our lobster slaying ability that we displayed in full effect today, man. We limited out. On the radio.
I'm sure you're a legend in your own mind.
No, we did. We caught a lot of lobsters, for real. Tommy, or Tutu Tom.
Tutu Tom?
Tutu Tom. I was going to say Tommy Tutu, but that's it. I'm getting mixed up with my 80s.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, but Tutu Tom and Mark the Shark will back me up on this.
I'm sure they got lobsters. I have no doubt.
Yes.
But I told CJ, write down everything Greg does, because that's what I don't want to do.
What do you mean? CJ,
I mean,
come on.
You never get anything.
Truth.
No. Greg did okay. We all did good.
Yeah. See, yeah. It was kind of like a group effort.
Yeah.
You know, there we had some ticklers, and we had some loopers, and then we went diving.
I learned from the best. Bury the boater.
Bury the bugger. We're gonna.
Oh, no,
right,
no,
now
no,
he's Barry
no,
the bugger.
No, we are not.
Why not?
No, Barry de Bota.
No, Barry the bugger.
No, Barry de Bota.
That's a compliment, ass.
No.
Roz from the UK suggested that.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah. Of course. So if she said it was okay, then, right?
If she said it, then it must be true.
Now, see, yesterday we went diving with Barry the bugger, and he caught all the bugs of our group. But today he didn't go, and we caught way more. What's up with that, Barry?
Well, let's see. I caught four of them, and I was by myself doing it. All five of you only caught 10. That's two per person. So who got the most amount of bugs?
Me.
I'm not good at math.
Right, exactly.
We are.
Yeah. Mark?
I say we're good at math.
Okay. Mark was taking
video.
Let me
tell you how a real pro does it, okay?
How's that?
Well, I'm up there playing music, and my friend went out and limited out with 12, cleaned them out, gave them to me, already cleaned, ready to go.
Get out.
Whoa.
That's not right.
Yeah.
All right. Will you set these guys straight there, Dive God? We got Mr. Neil Watson, whose home base is right down the street. He's joining us for the festivities.
You know, when you have a TV show, it's pretty tough to lie about how many lobsters you get. A radio show...
It's the best thing ever.
I got 400 lobsters, dude.
It could happen. It could happen. Why would I lie?
It could happen.
Exactly. No, actually, in all the God's honest truth, I did the best I've ever done on one of Jeff's trips down here in South Florida, Diamond Head Course. We really had a lot of activity. I mean, there were some lobsters that were too short. There were some with eggs, as you always get during mini season especially. But, you know, with that action and then getting the keepers, I mean, we did really, really well. We had, like, a lot of activity, and that's the best kind of lobster dive you can have.
You know, every time I go out, they're over the age limit. They're too old to catch.
Okay, we're talking about lobster?
Oh.
Not necessarily with the dive guide.
No, just talking about tail.
Right. Exactly. That's what I was afraid of. But yeah, you know, we had a good time. And you couldn't ask for anything better other than, finishing off the festivities here at Bugfest. Yes, Barry.
I got a special guest that wants to say hello to you in a moment.
Really? Okay, yes. Here she comes. Is this who you're talking about?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Allie.
Someone you haven't seen in how long?
Probably, I don't know, what, 5 years?
A little bit
longer?
A little bit more than that.
We'll go with five, because time flies, and I don't like to say how long it has actually been. But Allie, I mean, you know, it's funny, Barry, because I told the rest of the guys, you know, Mark the Shark, Tutu Tom, Vinny Two Tanks, I was telling them about you and the fact that how we met was back on the radio literally 20 years ago, and you called up and said, I have someone who would like to talk to you, and it was your daughter, Allie. And Allie was 10 years old at the time, and I literally told this story to the guys earlier today, and here she is all growed up. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm swell. And you still find the time to say hi to me regardless of what your dad has warned you about.
Yeah.
Are you diving at all?
It's hard between school and work.
Yeah, and you're doing what these days?
I'm going to nursing school, and I'm an overnight psychiatric assistant in
India. Ah, well, yeah, your dad needs a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the company he keeps, you know what I mean?
I mean, it could be worse.
It could be worse, okay. Well, see, after all these years, she's still very polite. God bless her. Well, it's always fun to catch up with an old friend, and, well, a young friend still. Yeah, you're way too young to be, you know, hanging out with these old farts. You know what I'm saying, Allie?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And you know, she actually makes a pretty good, she's like a chef, too, kind of
well,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
She is a pastry chef, and she is a chef, and she will drink you under the table.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She won't drink me under the table.
Oh, no, the drunken sailor is here.
Challenge accepted.
How did you find us? I thought we ditched you.
I have a GPS.
Well, you know, we saw him at the Plunge Beach Hotel kickoff party.
You can't drink him under the table. He starts under the table.
That's right.
Yeah.
Secrets revealed.
That explains why he's crawling. I thought it was a dog at first, and then he started
making the only one that can drink me under the table is the dive god.
Really? Is that a challenge, Neil? Would you dare accept such a thing?
No.
Yes, I don't blame you.
Even dive gods know their limit.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Well, Drunken Sailor, you haven't been...
I am the champion, my friend.
Well, you know, all the people here at Bugfest, they're kind of done diving for lobster, so they're...
When you eat lobster and it's hot outside all day, then you have to have a cold beverage.
Yes, okay. Jeez, I am so sorry about him, but it's hard to ditch him in a public... place where we are today.
Great lobster story. I have a little hotel in Bimini.
Right.
Back in the 70s. Been on the island for like 4 or 5 months. Hadn't been off the island.
All right. Well, hold on. Wait. Oh. This sounds like a good story. This sounds like a dive god story we got to share with the world. And we don't have enough time, so we're going to take a break and complete it on the other side. From Bugfest 2018 at Lauderdale by the Sea. Stay close. Bugfest 2018 at Lauderdale by the Sea. We're having a big old time. We got mermaids at the stage, Liesl and Kayla. Kayla is the dive god's granddaughter, by the way, and she is a fine mermaid, Neil. And I feel a little dirty saying that to your face, but hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't. She's
okay.
Gorgeous.
She is. She's a model. She does that professionally, and it's very apparent. Very pretty girl, and she makes a very fine mermaid. But we are talking lobster because it is Bugfest, and so you have a lobster story. Might as well reminisce. So you're in Bimini, and what happened?
No, years ago, I'm running this little hotel in Bimini, and I've been on the island like 3 or 4 months. Hadn't been off the island. Limited food opportunities, and everybody that flew into Bimini on South Bimini, like. Caught the ferry boat over to the other side of the island from my little bar there, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there one day in my office, and there's this incredible aroma, and I'm, oh my God, what is that? And apparently some guy that flew in on his private plane, like, stopped at a KFC, like, on the way to the airport. And he's sitting there waiting for the ferry boat with his bucket of KFC lobster still, or
chicken
still warm.
Yeah.
Love KFC. So I went out and I said, dude, I said, you like lobster? He said, yeah, man, I like lobster. I'll give you 2 dozen lobster for that bucket of chicken. He said, you're kidding. I said, I ain't kidding. He said, you're on. Went back in the back. We both thought we cut the best deal in our lives. That chicken was unbelievable.
Wow. So a 2 dozen lobster for a bucket of KFC. Yeah,
I wouldn't do that now.
Yeah. Well, inflation and stuff over the years, probably. It'd be like 1 dozen lobster?
It depends on how hungry I was and how long I'd been in the islands away from KFC.
Well, I'll tell you, any island you go to in the Caribbean, they have to have a KFC.
They have KFC.
They have too much lobster. That would be a deal I would make. I mean, if I was the guy with the chicken, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was pretty happy with the deal.
I have no doubt about it. All right, look, we got more coming up from Lauderdale by the Sea Bugfest 2018 next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude, an underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows something's gonna die. Bug Hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at Bugfest 2018 at Lauderdale by the Sea. You heard Bug Hunter playing earlier live by the Scuba Cowboy, and you can pick it up at thescubacowboy.com, the official song of Bugfest 2018. I think we can call that, can't we, Pop?
I think we absolutely can call it that. It was certainly inspired by this event.
Absolutely. And it wasn't about me, though, Bug Hunter, was it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because if it was, it would have been the Lobster Slayer.
Exactly. And I wouldn't want to let everyone know just how good you are, because then, you know, you already have so much paparazzi following you.
Well, thank you. Minimize that. Way to brown nose. I love it. And once again, thescubacowboy.com. We'll get one more in for him just because he said that. All right. Look, I am in South Florida, and my go-to lobster guy, when I want the inside scoop on what's going on in South Florida from a local's perspective, is Chiefy. We've had him on Scuba Radio many times before. It's chiefy.net. You can check it out and follow what he does. He has books about catching bugs and all kinds of stuff. How did you do during the mini season this year?
Oh, the Chiefy crew did very well, Greg, very well.
It's an entire crew. It's not just you.
Chiefy is not South Florida. He's world renowned.
Well, that's
International?
Excuse me.
International. I think we've hit the international.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I actually have a Chiefy crew member in Australia now.
Nice. Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
The United States. I mean, we're not restricted to just here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's Chiefy, and then there's the Chiefy crew.
Right. The Chiefy crew.
I understand.
Right.
I got you.
Hashtag Chiefy crew. I'm getting into Instagram now.
It's like lobster groupies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, first of all, we knew we were going to have a great year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, last year, Hurricane Irma blew up 300,000 traps in the Florida Keys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So when we finally were able to get back out in beautiful greater Fort Lauderdale area, they were everywhere.
Nice.
But they were small. Well, guess what?
They're bigger now.
They grew up.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we caught three today.
Three?
Yeah, that were big. Well, no, I mean big ones.
Oh, big ones.
Yeah,
okay.
A 1.7, that's pretty good size.
That's nice. That's a nice size.
Nice,
bug.
Healthy, yeah. Big boy.
You know, I know you're supposed to measure each of your lobster every time, but, you know, it's fun when you can grab that big one and you go, oh, that's a keeper.
I'll just throw that right in the bag. I don't even need to measure it.
Yeah.
I know my lobster size.
Yeah, it was good. The first day was phenomenal for us. We got our limit, which was 87.
Wow.
Well, we had a lot of guys on the. We had a lot of guys in the Chiefy crew. We had a big crew. Yeah.
Understood.
And then
Where were you finding them? Was there any pattern? Second, third reef?
We were primarily in the second reef in that 35 to 40 foot level area. Yeah. Which
that's where we were today. And yesterday we were shallower in the first reef, about 15 to 20.
Okay, gotcha.
And we didn't see as many. We saw a few, but boy, we got out there about, like you said, about 40 feet, and we cruised over. And man, we had had just a ton of action.
Yeah, I usually try to, and that was actually the reports, was they were in very, very shallow.
Yeah.
Okay, and because last week we had sort of some thermals that come in, it was kind of changed it all up and everything.
Right, you think that's like, what it was, or was it other lobster divers trying to throw you off the scent?
That could be, you know.
Talking smack.
Yeah.
They're in shallow.
That can happen. Hundreds
get
in shallow.
Get the hell out of my way.
You know what I mean?
I'm protecting my spots.
Yeah, and a lot of the beach guys, and that's the beauty of Lauderdale by the Sea, Pompano, Deerfield. We can just swim right off the beach and catch spiny lobster.
Yeah.
Where else in the world can you do that?
I can't think of any place.
Not too bad.
That's why this has become like lobster hunting central.
Yeah, it's really
especially
cool.
For mini season.
I mean, our beaches are beautiful, the white sandy beaches. To be able to swim off, get spiny lobster, and cook them up for dinner. I'm not quite sure. You know, we can get anything.
You know what? There's 9,000 miles of coastline in the continental United States. This is where you can do that.
This is the only, place, right?
Only
right,
place
right,
you
right,
can do
right,
that.
Right.
That's
pretty cool.
Stuff.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, what's your favorite way to cook your lobster, Chiefy? Because you've caught so many.
So, we've done a bunch of different things, but personally, I like to core it out. So you just pull out the white meat, essentially.
Yeah.
And you don't boil it, okay? This is not lobster, you know, like up north. Okay?
Right.
But you core it out. And then, of course, I like a little, you know, olive oil, butter, seafood magic. Chop it up. It's delicious.
So wait, core it out. You like to cut the meat out of the shell when it's raw.
Yep.
And then
kind
of just chunk it out.
Chunk it out. And then just
like
basically.
Nuggets.
Yeah, little nuggets.
All right.
Delicious.
I like the sound of that.
You can actually even serve them cold.
Good, like lobster sushi.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I've never thought about that.
I
don't know. We got a special Japanese award-winning recipe from Malty Martini we may try with our bugs.
Good deal.
Grilling with a little butter and lettuce over top.
I saw the presentation look really nice.
You saw it on YouTube with the Japanese cooking show?
I didn't see that.
No, he's world-renowned in Japan.
Very cool. Very cool.
Only Japan, though.
Yeah. All right,
look, hey, we got some other people we got to talk to. Chiefy, thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. Chiefy. .net, and we're he's going to take us down during the regular
throw
season.
It to Neil?
No, I got to bring Dave.
Talk to me.
Dave
so
and Aria, our captains, our favorite captains.
I'm out of here.
Dave,
I'm
come
here.
On over here.
I'm
come
out
on
here.
Over here. Dave's wearing his Shark Week glasses. It looks like, and Dave's
it is,
one of the
it is Shark Week.
He's one of the captains from South Florida Diving Headquarters. We were
all
not
right.
On his boat today, but we still did well. And I know you guys went out and had a good time, right?
We had an absolute blast. Best mini season that I can remember.
Really?
An absolute blast.
And then here's our other favorite captain, Aria. How are you, Aria?
Good. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
The prettiest captain we have.
What was the ta-da for?
I mean,
oh, wait.
The entrance.
Okay. I was like, when gesture.
That's our scuba radio entrance.
Well, okay. All it's right. Aria.
We got the dip and the...
Okay, you can't say that. Say it. Leave it to Aria to make my editing job just that much more difficult. But God bless her. You know, they're not diving. They're drinking.
This is why I will not run a mini-season trip without Captain Aria.
Yeah, but Aria is awesome. She has the shirt that says, "Hello, I'm a mermaid." You know, kind of like a... If you didn't know already, just by looking at her, she is.
Exactly.
But she's also a super captain. How many lobster did you bag?
Well, our boat actually won the fleet contest.
Yes, we did.
Fleet? What, in the entire Bugfest?
Between our three vessels.
Oh, at South Florida Diving Headquarters.
At South Florida Diving Headquarters.
Yep. Which was how many?
Three boats.
We got, what was
we
it?
We got 94 lobster.
94 lobster.
94 lobsters
with,
and 24 divers.
Like 24 divers.
That's pretty sweet. That's
very,
excellent.
Very well.
So everybody got like three
and
or four.
And they left as many down there as they caught. So there's,
there were a
not
bunch
only
of
that, but they
eggers.
Didn't bring them up demolished. They all had their legs, their antennas.
No shorts, nothing with eggs. It was a really good season.
It was the perfect season.
Now, what did you guys have a chance to get out by yourself, or you leave that all the folks visiting?
No.
You wait till the season opens up.
You wait till regular
season. Slows
down
a tad.
Yeah,
scope out the spots. Watch where they do well and then kind of mark it. Make a little personal note.
There's still a lot of shorts that are out there right now. A lot of pregos. So there's no reason for us to go out there and try to overpick what's already been.
How many people tipped you in lobster tail over the last 2 days, Dave?
Actually, nobody did.
What?
Now during regular season, we get quite a few tips in lobster, which is what's kept me happily married. But during mini season, no. Everybody.
No one offered you tail.
Everybody. I got no offers for tail this year.
Wow. So,
a lot of offers for cocktail.
Yes. So, okay. Well, that happens.
Lobster tail.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Well, but you'll take both. Am I right, Ari?
Absolutely.
We want to congratulate you on catching all your lobster today.
Yeah. You guys heard about that.
Heard.
We did well.
We
okay.
heard.
Lobster.
Well, we limited out on the radio, but the yes.
Of course.
But 10 is a good number.
So Ari and I, we picked up Hawaiian rolls, a potato salad, and we're going to meet you at your place for dinner.
Well, we're going over to Captain Walt's, I think. We're going to take his Japanese Captain Walt lobster recipe. Yeah, Gomez Hilton.
There.
Right. Suppose he's going to be open late for a lobster cookout later, maybe. We might have to make a rendezvous there,
the
you think?
The famous rum punch.
Yeah.
There is a welcome rum punch, I hear, every time you head over to the Gomez Hilton. So
maybe a lay on the way in and a lay on the way out.
On the way out.
Okay. And I don't think it involves flowers, but that's a whole different thing. But look, I mean, what do you have? What happens over the next couple days? Do you like sleep for 24 hours? Because you guys are like working like maniacs.
Yeah, we try to catch up on sleep because our days are starting at 4 a.m.
Yeah. How many tanks did you fill over the last couple days, you figure?
Hundreds.
You don't even bother to keep count.
Keep count. We fill them and we give them out. Fill them and give them out.
Right. But they can come down here anytime, dive with you guys.
Absolutely.
Captain Dave, Aria. And the captain we had on our boat today, he was...
You had Captain Zoli today.
Yes, he was excellent.
Captain Zoli is our Hungarian Fungarian. He is phenomenal.
Right. So you guys have a whole little three-way captain thing going on.
Yeah,
that didn't sound quite right, but yeah, I think you know what I'm trying to say, right?
You may want to edit that one.
No, I'll leave that one in. It's only Aria that I got to edit. More coming up. Stay close.
Thank you.
Scuba Media.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is the day after Bugfest 2018. Traveling around, giving you a little taste of what it's like to participate in Florida spiny lobster season. We got to thank Steve De La Vera from Lauderdale by the Sea. What a great event that he put on. It's bigger and better than ever, and I have no doubt next year will be more of the same. Now, it is the day after, so what do? We got to cook our lobster now that we caught them. So we went over to our Japanese lobster cooking specialist, and that would be Captain Walt DeMartini. We have moved into the Gomez Hilton. And by the way, the Gomez Hilton now serves brunch. Lobster huevos? What do you say?
Huevos y langostinos.
Yes. Okay, leave it to the drunken sailor to correct me. Yeah.
Actually, but it's rum punch brunch.
Okay, rum punch brunch, right, no doubt. So we've come over there. Captain Walt pulled out his Japanese cooking skills and cooked up his lobster. We took some pictures. We'll get them up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page soon. But they were grilled lobster and then mixed in with eggs and all kinds of stuff, right? Right, Walt?
It was a lobster omelet.
Okay, there we go. See, you know, he's famous in Japan for his lobster cooking recipe. But it was an amazing time. Now, the real treat for us is always just hanging out with Walt and the dive god Neil Watson. But for Vinny Two Tanks and Tutu Tom, who originate from the left coast, this is a whole new experience. So Tom, how would you sum up your experience so far?
It was a lot of fun, and it's very tasty.
Very tasty. You like your lobster. The Florida spiny lobster compared to the California spiny lobster is what?
I think there's a little bit of difference in coloration.
And the Florida spiny lobster, way better.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, okay. See, sometimes I got to lead them along by the nose there. But
for today, they're better.
Okay, we'll go with that. Any lobster on any day is better than the day before. Something to that effect. All right, Vinny Two Tanks, same thing. This is a whole new experience for him. Florida lobster hunting experience. You've eaten your eggs and lobster. What do you think there, Vinny?
Well, the meal was great. That egg omelet, that lobster omelet was fantastic.
It was good stuff.
And I enjoyed the hunting. There was plenty of opportunity.
It was a great event, wasn't it? You know, when we were out on Captain Butch's boat a couple weeks ago talking about coming here on the final exam, I said, hey, you guys need to come out from the left coast, come out for Bugfest. And I talked them into it. Of course, we lost Captain Butch, but I have no doubt, Vinny, that Captain Butch is looking down on us over the last 48 hours, and he has been smiling big time and blessing us with some amazing adventure. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, he would have loved to have been here today.
Here's the Captain Butch, everybody, right there. Raise your coffee, because we can't drink anymore, other than the drunken sailor who never stopped drinking. So yeah, Captain Butch, we're going to be thinking of him for some time. But I know he's been here in spirit, and probably why we've done so well catching lobster and just having a ball, despite the fact that the drunken sailor is tagging along for this little adventure. You have anything else you want to add to this nonsense, or what?
Somebody got some pineapple in my rum.
Okay, well, that was the garnish that the Gomez Hilton adds, you know, with Captain Walt's Get Naked Rum Punch.
And did you notice how well the drunken sailor walked right in, handled the bar? I was in the galley doing the little wopsta thing.
Yeah.
And the drunken sailor just went out there and took over like he'd been here a million times before.
This ain't my first Bugfest.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he ever left since the last time we were here. I think he's been here the entire time. You just didn't know it, Walt.
No. He spent a little time out in Wyoming.
Well, he could have been out there, or he could have been passed out under the tiki bar. I don't know. He can kind of find these little crevices and hang out and avoid, detection. You know what I'm saying there, Neil?
Know what you're saying.
Bro. Yes, exactly. So, Neil, always a pleasure to catch up with you. We got to give a little shout-out to your granddaughter, Kayla, who once again performed amazing as a Scuba Radio mermaid. She's a, you know, she's on the verge of being a world-class model, so God bless her and for helping us out. And also, Liesl.
Yes.
Who's Yoel's better half, right, from Cuba, and she was our mermaid here at Bugfest as well. They both did phenomenally well. Would you say this was bigger and better than ever? I mean, it's building, wouldn't you agree?
Every year it gets better. I mean, Steve D'Oliveira does an amazing job, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Lauderdale-by-the-Sea because I started Ocean Fest there and kind of put the place on the map as the short island capital of the United States. So it really makes me proud to see them continue the legacy and build the show every year. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. Once again, bugfestbythesea.com. You can check it out online and plan for next year. Or don't wait. Just come on down to Lauderdale-by-the-Sea through the rest of the summer. Lobster season's going to open up officially here in like August 6th or something, a couple weeks. Or not even that, I don't think.
August
6th. Okay. Mr. Gomez says that's what it is, so I'll go with that. But you can check it out online. Come down, catch some lobster. I think six a day during regular season is the limit for the day. Once again, for many season for the Scuba Radio crew, we limited out 12 apiece a day per person on the radio. So I'll leave it at that. Till next time, when we're going to talk more about Shark Week, by the way, because that was going on at the same time as this event. So we got a lot to do next week. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Hashtag Gomez Sullivan, hashtag Julio.
No, that's not accurate.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.